Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1088, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Takes a cigarette and a match and hands me the box of cigarettes, and I lit one and went to smoking, and I handed him back the box of cigarettes, and he put it back in his pocket, and then he took them out again and said, "You can have these," and I put them in my pocket, and he said, "Can you write?" And I said, "Yes, sir, a little bit," and he'd taken his pencil to fix up some notes. I was willing to do anything to help Mr. Frank because he was a white man and my superintendent, and he sat down and I sat down at the table, and Mr. Frank dictated the notes to me. Whatever it was, it didn't seem to suit him, and he told me to turn over and write again, and I turned the paper and wrote again, and when I done that, he told me to turn over again, and I turned over again, and I wrote on the next page there, and he looked at that and kind of liked it, and he said that was all right. Then he reached over and got another piece of paper, a green piece, and told me to write. He took it and laid it on his desk and looked at me smiling and rubbing his hands, and then he pulled out a nice little roll of greenbacks, and he said, "Here is $200. And I taken the money and looked at it a little bit, and I said, "Mr. Frank, don't you pay another dollar for that watchman, because I will pay him myself." And he said, "All right, I don't see what you want to buy a watch for either. That big fat wife of mine wanted me to buy an automobile, and I wouldn't do it." And after a while, Mr. Frank looked at me and said, "You go down there in the basement and you take a lot of trash and burn that package that's in front of the furnace." And I told him all right, but I was afraid to go down there by myself, and Mr. Frank wouldn't go down there with me. He said, "There's no need of my going down there." And I said, "Mr. Frank, you are a white man and you done it, and I am not going down there and burn that myself." He looked at me then kind of frightened, and he said, "Let me see that money." And he took the money back and put it back in his pocket. And I said, "Is this the way you do things?" And he said, "You keep your mouth shut, that is all right." And Mr. Frank turned around in his chair and looked at the money and looked back at me and folded his hands and looked up and said, "Why didn't I hang? I have wealthy people in Brooklyn." And he looked down when he said that, and I looked up at him, and he was looking up at the ceiling, and I said, "Mr. Frank, what about me?" And he said, "That's all right. Don't you worry about this thing. You just come back to work Monday like you don't know anything and keep your mouth shut. If you get caught, I will get you out on bond and send you away." And he said, "Can you come back this evening and do it?" And I said, "Yes, that I was coming to get my money." He said, "Well, I am going home to get dinner, and you come back here in about 40 minutes and I will fix the money." And I said, "How will I get in?" And he said, "There will be a place for you to get in all right, but if you are not coming back, let me know, and I will take those things and put them down with the body." And I said, "All right, I will be back in about 40 minutes. Then I went down over to the beer saloon across the street, and I took the cigarettes out of the box, and there was some money in there, and I took that out, and there was two...